Posters withdraw goodwill from cruel bosses Mayor Ademini. Basingstoke Socialist Party. A postie spoke to a Basingstoke Socialist Party public meeting about the dispute in Royal Mail and the consequences if we don't fight on Wednesday the 20th of November. We met with around 10 people, of which most were local postal workers. The Communication Workers Union rep told us about management's bullying culture, and that since the High Court deemed the union strike ballot illegal, the goodwill has gone. More and more workers who never used to take their breaks and always did overtime now don't want to do that anymore, and have started to take their breaks. When the discussion opened up, we heard more stories of 3 dismissals in a week, for example. People have had enough. Not only could 40,000 postal workers lose their job, but the public will lose a community service. The rep told us how one postie up north knocked on the door of a regular customer to hear the lady call her in. Turned out this lady had cancer and just needed a chat. If new Royal Mail boss Rico Back gets his way, this lady won't have anyone to talk to. Yodel and Amazon drivers can't get to know their customers like that. Letters could cost £3 to send, with no guarantee of being delivered next day. Again, the elderly and vulnerable will be hit hardest, as NHS appointment letters might sometimes arrive weeks later. It was clear that the workers see collective action is needed, along with solidarity from workers in other sectors. Local Socialist Party member and long-standing trade unionist Mick Butler had opened the meeting by calling for unity of all workers to fight collectively against low pay, long hours and bullying management. It is vital to fight together for a Corbyn government in this election, and if he wins, fight even harder to get the manifesto implemented, because the capitalist establishment will do whatever it takes to undermine and destroy it.